Welcome to Speed Learning English, your podcast for smarter and more professional English. My name is Sven, and with me is Richard. Hi, Richard. How are you today?
Sven, how are you?
Well, in the last episode, we got stuck into politics, so let's start with what we were planning directly today. We want to talk about how to do conversation when booking a hotel. Most people normally go to the internet. There's hardly anybody I know who phones a hotel to make a reservation. But I always recommend this to our course members because it's the best way to train your active English, your English understanding and your self-confidence if you just pick up the phone and phone somebody who doesn't speak German. And sometimes in our trainings, we make our students or our participants just pick up the phone and talk to somebody in a hotel in Ireland or in England, also to have different accents. Well, if you pick up the phone and you want to make a reservation in a hotel, what are the information that you need or what are the information that you want to share with a person on the other side?
So, first of all, you need your date when you want to arrive at the hotel, then the time when you want to arrive at the hotel. But most of the times this is quite easy for people to understand because you set your date and you set your time for yourself. Then you should already know what the different types of rooms there are in a hotel. So mostly there are double rooms and twin rooms. So these words are not synonyms, but a double room means a room with a double bed, obviously, and a twin room is a room with two beds, so two separate beds. And then also for if you are going to the hotel on your own, you can book a single room. So this is the first information you need: date, time, and type of room you want.
Okay, Richard, sometimes there are also suites, and now we've got a riddle for our listener. In rooms, in hotel rooms, you will find king-size bed or queen-size bed. So now the riddle is, what is the difference between a king-size bed and a queen-size bed? Just write it into the comments, and maybe we will send you a nice surprise when your answer is right. Okay. Richard, what does in-suite mean? In England, sometimes there are B&Bs. They say in-suite.
Yes, this is a wording or word that is not used as often as in the past. En-suite is obviously French or from the French language. And it just simply means that a bathroom is attached to the bedroom. Normally, nowadays, most rooms do have bathrooms, so it's not often used, but that's the simple meaning.
But for those who are looking for a very cheap B&B in England, they might really find offers from £35 or even £25. And there you have to be careful because sometimes the shower and the toilet are not in the room. They are on the floor and you have to share it with other visitors.
Yes, indeed. This often happens when you're booking a hostel room or something like that, yes.
Yeah. What about other information like parking or Wi-Fi, breakfast, transfer from the airport, like a shuttle service, any other information you would ask when making the arrangement, the booking?
Yes, of course. So you've checked with the date, the time, the room type, and then normally you would also check with the availability. Now, because of COVID-19, there's not a lot of traveling going on, but for example, you're going to book a hotel room for a conference, most of the times your hotel is overbooked or fully booked, then you should ask if there's room or the hotel will tell you that there's that they are fully booked. So you check with the date, the time, then the availability, if the the rooms are available. Oftentimes the hotel will tell you it beforehand. And because you are in the service business, you should be aware or ask of other facilities. For example, is there a safe in your room? Is there a minibar? Or are there tea and coffee making facilities? These kind of things. And for me personally, what is important as well is the breakfast. So there's a difference here in Europe, if we have listeners from other parts of the world, but we have the full English breakfasts and the continental breakfast. So Sven, do you know the difference between full English breakfast and the continental breakfast?
Well, I love the full English breakfast. It's a warm cooked breakfast with eggs, mushrooms, beans. In Ireland, I came across black pudding and white pudding also included, toast. I remember tomato. And normally you drink coffee or black tea with milk with a full English breakfast.
Yeah, that's true. So
sausages yes, also. Yes. Yes. You get them in German cafes where they serve breakfast every now and then also. And continental, I think, is just marmalade and cornflakes and all this low vitamin and high carbohydrate stuff.
True. So we have to stress here, as you said, it's, as you mentioned, the items that are on the list for the full English breakfast are true, but I think the full English breakfast in general, and just to make it simple, is bigger, and the continental breakfast is smaller. Obviously, you have different hotels and different standards, so sometimes you will get your eggs and bacon for the full English breakfast, sometimes you won't, sometimes you will get a croissant or coffee for your continental breakfast. But in general, just for the listeners to remember that the full English breakfast is bigger, and the continental breakfast in consequence is a little bit smaller.
It's funny because in our online course English for Germans, we have one unit where we talk about full English breakfast and also about the history of cornflakes, that cornflakes had been invented by Harvey Kellogg, who was a doctor in a sanatorium, to reduce the libido of the patients. So in fact, cornflakes seem to lower your sexual drive. That's quite interesting. And we have more details about this in our online course, English. Yeah. And the German breakfast, I mean, is completely different. It's like a feast. At the weekends, it's like somebody broke into your house, and while looking for money, etc., he puts everything he finds on the in the cupboards, on your kitchen, on your table, and you are eating 4 hours until you fall into a kind of breakfast coma. Yeah, how is a typical breakfast that you prefer? What do you prefer for breakfast normally, Richard?
So in this case, I would choose the continental breakfast because I don't like to take breakfast. It's not my habit to do it, so I just grab whatever I can get in the morning and then just off to work, and then my breakfast is not a ceremony or something like that. It's not a feast. It's just something small and quick.
So you're more the Italian breakfast person than just coffee and something to survive.
Yes, that's okay. That's my breakfast. So, okay. So just to follow up, then, for example, if you're on a business trip, you would also ask if they have laundry or a dry cleaning service. Then obviously the room service, if it's 24 hours, sometimes it's just 12 hours. If you are in somewhere in the Provence, then you have not you don't have the 24 hours luxury. And most important in our day, days is if the hotel is servicing Wi-Fi for you, if you have an internet connection. So that's also very important to ask.
What about a spa area like swimming pools, sauna, etc.? I mean, a lot of hotels offer it. A gym, a sauna, also like spa treatments like massage, etc. But I came across the fact that most time business people do not really have time because during the time the spa area is open, they are mostly at work or having dinner afterwards, and in the morning they have to get up early. What is your experience with these facilities?
So it really depends. There are hotels that are targeting people who are on a business trip, so business people, and so they then kind of adopt their service to a certain way that where the business people, businessmen, businesswomen in that case, can also use these facilities, these spas, as an area to network. So, for example, there are some hotels that are targeting business people, and they then offer bars and restaurants that are kind of set in a way where you can network, where you can get in contact with other people from other companies. So it depends on what hotel you are and what service they have. But there are some hotels who actually target business people and then set the times accordingly for them.
Okay, so thank you very much for these insights into how to make arrangements and hotel bookings. In the next episode, I would like to talk with you about airport conversation and challenges, especially if you are maybe having some more luggage than expected. For today, thank you very much, Richard, for being with us and for sharing your experiences and your ideas with us. And
thank
I
you,
wish you a great day.
Thank you, Sven. I wish you a great day, too.
Ja, und auch jetzt wieder unser Aufruf. Wenn du dein Englisch verbessern möchtest, dann nimm gerne Kontakt mit uns auf. Entweder wir laden dich ein, hier bei uns tatsächlich 3 Tage intensiv an deinem Spezialvokabular zu arbeiten oder das Ganze auch online zu begleiten. Bereiten dich auch gerne auf eine der Sprachprüfungen vor, die es da draußen gibt. Nimm einfach Kontakt auf über info@speedlearning.academy.
And then
Richard?
Yes.
Sometimes there are king size beds and queen size beds and also suites.
That's true. There are also suites, yeah.
What's the difference between king size and queen size beds? Do you know that?
Schnitt? Das weiß ich tatsächlich nicht. Ich wusste gar nicht, dass es sowas wie queen size bed überhaupt gibt. Kennen king size bed?
Ja.
Was ist queen size bed? Was ist der Unterschied da?
Ich habe keine Ahnung. Ich glaube, dass das einfach ein bisschen breiter ist, das King-Size-Bett.
Ah, okay. Also ich dachte, das King-Size-Bett ist tatsächlich größer, aber das Queen-Size-Bett, weiß nicht, ist mir so noch nicht entgegenkommen. Sven, da bist du doch in anderen Einkommens.
dann lassen wir, pass auf, dann machen wir ein Rätsel draus.
Ja.
Ja? Okay. Mhm.